Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Don Mizell is someone who is not only winning at life, but he's a Grammy-winning producer that is definitely making his mark on the world. His new project, Through Not Dead Yet, is something I think will not only help you to appreciate where you are, but also to know what's possible for you. You guys also hear it in the single that we'll be hearing, Let Go, Let's Go. But Don, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Nice to meet you, Cyrus. I'm very happy to be here to talk with you and share whatever ideas I have with your people.
Well, look, I'm glad to be able to have you both for our radio listeners, Don, as well as our online listeners through Blog Talk. You know, as I mentioned, music is something that is not new to you, but definitely in this project, with Not Dead Yet, you have not been afraid to be able to bring in the things that have really been a part of music the past few years as well. What has that been like for you, Don, to not only to be a part of your own history, but now, of course, to be able to use technology the way you are to be able to reach a new audience?
Well, you know, I guess the way to answer that is to sort of shed some light on why or how I did this project. I mean, I won the Grammy, the highest and best Grammy that the music industry offers in 2005 with Ray Charles's Genius Loves Company, which I produced along with Phil Ramone, who recently died, the legendary Phil Ramone. And I sort of reached a peak in my career, which is 30 years in. And I took the money and ran. I went to South Africa, and I spent a year and a half over there working on an African music opera. But I decided to come back to America and stopped in South Florida, which is where I'm from, on the way to L.A. And my family sort of hijacked me and said, why are you always going somewhere else? So why don't you stick around here, you know? So I parked on the beach, and before you know it, 6 months, 9 months went by, and I began to ask myself, well, what have you not done yet that you said you would do when you were a kid, when you were a teenager? And I used to be a lead singer in a rock and roll band in college, and I did okay. But I knew I was no Otis Redding or Marvin Gaye or Stevie Wonder. But I loved music, and I knew I had really good ears, and I was very passionate about trying to help artists bring their message to the world. So I went to law school, and then I joined a record company, and I sat in all the chairs over the years working with Stevie Wonder and Natalie Cole and jazz fusion artists, reggae artists, and a lot of different things. And I had a pretty good successful ride, either as an executive or executive producer, manager or producer, something. And then winning that Grammy Album of the Year was the peak. And so I was kind of didn't know what to do next, so I took time off. And then I realized, well, you know what? I'm not dead yet. So let me get up and let me go and do something I haven't done yet, which is to make my own album, write the songs, to sing the songs, arrange the songs, produce the songs, pull a band together, which I haven't been in 40 years, and make a record. And let me make a record the way they make records now, with, you know, in a garage with two nickels and a piece of scotch tape and just me and a couple of guys. And, you know the old-fashioned way, just everything out of my head and not a glamorous studio, no big Hollywood production, all this. Just, you know, from the dirt up. And do something I haven't done, and do it the way something, you know, and that's what I set out to do. And when I got finished, people were saying, oh, man, this is a great record.
Marcel, you should, I can hear this on the radio. You should put this out. Man, this is good. Marcel, you can sing, man.
Which I loved. And so I decided, well, let me go ahead and finish. So I pulled the band together, named it Not Dead Yet, and put the record together. And I named the album Let Go, Let's Go, because, look, the idea behind this name, it's really a brand, is this. You know, people have really, these days, have been suffering a lot in the last 10, 15 years. A lot of suffering, setbacks. People lost their job, their money, their health, their wealth, their hope, you know, their faith. But we're not dead yet. So let's go. Let it go. Let go of the things that have kept you back, the things you didn't do, the things you haven't done yet, the things you wanted to do that you said you would do, and you got blocked, you got stymied, you were thwarted, you kind of got sidetracked, you quit, you lost your passion or your belief that you could do it. And, you know, that is the thing that can fire you up and revitalize you and get you out of your doldrums and move you forward with passion and purpose. And maybe it didn't work then, maybe you didn't get around to it, but it's not too late because we're not dead yet. So go ahead. And I wanted to be like the poster boy for that idea that I went and made a record with practically no money. Nobody was looking for this record for me, no record deal. Nobody was expecting me to make it. Nobody is asking me to make it. Nobody gave a shit if I made it or not. And nobody even knew. So let me just see. And I just kind of fell down a rabbit hole and stumbled down the path. But, of course, I knew how to make a record. And I know what is good music. And I have made great records. And so let me just see here, you know. And the technology's there, and I took my time. No rush, nothing, you know. Let me just see, and then let's see what people say. And the reaction has been very enthusiastic, and one thing led to the other. So this is really kind of me trying to not only send a message, but to demonstrate by example, really, that what I'm talking about is what I have done. And that's why I'm finding it very exciting and interesting and fun, because people are taking heart and they're buying into the message, and they can see themselves in the message and what they could do or might do now, maybe after. And you don't have to be old or anything. It's just that you're not doing what you wanted to do, you thought you could do, or you think you can do. But I'm saying to you, well, you don't be dismiss yourself quite so quickly. You just might want to revisit that, find a way within yourself to keep moving, to move inside of your head, move inside of your heart, move inside of your spirit, move your dancing feet, move your ass, and go, let go, let's go. And that is can be fun, and it can be deeply rewarding, not in terms of money, but because once you connect to your purpose, to your passion, you come alive in ways that you might not otherwise. And life becomes far more rewarding to you, and people see a lot more value in who you are and what you do.
Exactly. I totally agree. And I think, you know, you mentioned twice there, Don, something that we talk about on this show all the time, and that is purpose and passion. I mean, those are things that we always try to get our listeners to understand, the importance of living with those in mind. But, you know, when I was listening to you talk just now, I thought to myself, you know, there's someone out there, Don, who's saying, you know what, that sounds good for him. But fear is something that keeps a lot of people from making those steps. It keeps them from going after that dream or that passion that they may have because they're afraid, for one, of failing, but also what other people might say if they do. How did you go through your life and not allow fear to stop you? How did you just say that you're going to go for this because you believe in it, and if you fail, then you get back up and try again?
Well, first of all, I never thought I could fail, and I was proven wrong many times. I mean, when I was young, I thought I could fly, and I crash landed. several times. But the thing for me was never, I'm going to fail. It was like, this is what I want to do. So let me just go for it. And I just believed that I could get it done. The real test for me, though, was when I didn't succeed at it in the way I thought I would. What did I do then? And that's the question. It's not whether you fall. It's whether you get up. It's the key. I mean, and everybody falls. So I'm not even thinking about falling. I'm thinking about how I'm going to go through the fall and get up. And who am I now? And what do I do now? So I think this is really all about how you see it and what you say to yourself. If you're afraid of life, well, then you won't do it. But I was never afraid of life. I was more afraid of how much less I would think of myself if I didn't pursue who I thought I was. To me, that was a death that was far more galling than somebody thinking that I failed. Because the one thing I also know is that it's really not that you failed. It's a lesson you have learned. And all the successful people that I know, none of them succeeded immediately. Everybody thinks it was overnight or you were born. No, these people kept going. They all basically continued to use their experiences to improve and learn. Like Quincy Jones told me, I was 25 years old, fresh out of law school. And I was talking with Quincy and Ed Eckstein, my friend, and I didn't know Quincy. I felt privileged to be. And he was talking to a group of us who were trying to get into the entertainment. He said, look, don't concentrate on getting over. Concentrate on getting better. If you keep getting better every time, all the time, you will eventually get to a state of success. And when and where and how, is those are just the details. But if you don't continue every time to see that the reward is in the effort to get better, and you will get better if you try to get better. And if you keep trying to get better, at some point you'll be good enough to make something happen. And that's the key. So I was so glad I got to that, got that message early on. So I'm saying to people, listen, don't really worry about whether you succeed, quote unquote, because success is really pursuing what you want in the way you want and doing what you want the best you can and being okay with that. That's really success. I know there's two things that can ruin you typically, and that's success and failure. I know a lot of people whose worst moments came after they succeeded. It ruined them. Success has probably ruined more people than failure in the show business. It can be the worst thing that ever happened to you. So you got to really watch it, what you, how you define things and what you say something means to you is what you will make it be. So be careful not to make yourself someone who is comparing themselves to Stevie Wonder or whatever. I mean, I know I'm no Stevie Wonder, no Marvin Gaye. I mean, none of that. I mean, not even close. It's a joke. But I know what sounds good, and I know how to express my ideas, and I know how to bring passion to what I'm trying to convey, and I know what I like, so fine. What else? Really?
Exactly.
And so I would encourage people to not be immobilized and paralyzed by your fears, because your fears will only keep you from the movement that you're going to have in order to succeed. And nobody is guaranteed success. You can't know unless you try. And the people that try are the only ones who have a chance. So why wouldn't you go ahead? My thing is, well, what would I be doing that would be more fun than me trying to do what I like to do with my stuff, my way, when I want to? I couldn't figure out anything else that would be more fun. Well, isn't that enough? Well, sure.
And I think that is really it. I think that is really the message for all of them. So for those who have not heard the single that you heard Don mention earlier, here is Let Go, Let's Go. Afterwards, I'll tell you how you guys can stay in contact with Not Dead Yet and also what's coming up next for them. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live.
scene from a dream, and I'm moving much too long. And then the scene is a dream, and everything is going wrong. But when you think that it's been too long, sometimes it feels that you can't be strong. And the best you can do is keep holding on. Well, baby, you can just let go. Let's go!
Conversations Live, both for our radio listeners as well as online. We've been speaking with Grammy Award-winning producer Don Mizell. He's been making his first appearance on our program today, talking with us not only about his own love of music, but he really said something that struck me, because it's something that I try to encourage you guys about all the time, and that is being able to walk in your purpose and walk in your passion. That is exactly what has him so excited, not only about life, but the music that he's been able to create with Not Dead Yet. And it's a great message, I think, for all of us to keep in mind as we're going throughout our lives. Now, if you did come in late and you're curious as to what's coming up next for Not Dead Yet, don't worry. You can go to their website at www.notdeadyet.com, and yet has two T's on it. So it's www.notdeadyet.com. There's also a very fun video you guys can watch there through YouTube on their website. So, again, go to notdeadyet.com to be able to see that. And also you can follow Don on Twitter. On Twitter, he's at notdeadyet. And on Twitter, it's at not with two T's and yet with two T's. So NotDeadyet is where you guys can find Don there. We really appreciate Don for coming on the program today and really sharing not only his story, but I think his inspiration for other people when it comes to pursuing your own dreams and pursuing your vision. As he said here, the important thing is to not think about failure, just think about doing. And if you do that, everything else will kind of work itself out. If you came in late and missed part of our conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.